Last year, 20 of Wyoming's 48 school districts reported they had to reduce their supply budgets, and this year that number jumped to 38. It's according to survey results compiled by the state legislature. As a result, parents may see a longer list of back-to-school supplies they're asked to purchase. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson discovered a lot of teachers are pitching in with their personal funds, too.
It's back-to-school time, and Kaylee Kennick is putting the finishing touches on her classroom at Linford Elementary in West Laramie.
Come on in. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Crazy right now?
In an hour, Ms. Kennick's students will enter their fourth grade classroom for the first time, and she wants them to feel welcome.
Today is meet and greet, and when they come in, they'll have on their desks a little package of cookies that says, "You're one smart cookie. I'm so glad you're in my class." It's just kind of a little gift from me to let them know that I'm so excited that they're here, and I can't wait to grow and learn and spend time with them this year.
That doesn't stop with the cookies. Kennick has overhauled her classroom to make it feel homey. She's repainted the traditional green chalkboards in fun colors, and she's filled the shelves above the classroom sink with framed sayings like, "Home sweet classroom." Kennick is a self-described girly girl, but there's more to her passion for interior decorating than just making things cute. She uses lamps to create a mellowing energy. Some of her students really need that.
If I want them to kind of come down a little bit from being really high energy, I will turn all the lights off and just have the lamps in the natural light, the curtains open.
Kennick does get a budget from the district for the classroom supplies her students use, but the special touches that make her classroom more comfortable come out of her own pocket. This might seem frivolous, but Kennick says it's essential. She spends about $200 a year on snacks alone to feed kids who are in a hurry and miss breakfast, or for kids from low-income families where there just isn't enough food at home. According to a national survey of educators conducted last year, teachers spend an average of $530 of their own money, and that average goes up close to $700 in high-poverty schools. Kennick says with budget cuts, she's spending more.
You just never really know what's going to happen. Try to plan for it, I guess, as best you can.
She stocks up on extra essentials to buffer her students from that uncertainty.
What this is getting at is that teachers do a lot of things that are really, really intuitive, and they may or may not realize that a lot of this is grounded in research.
Scott Chamberlain is a professor at the University of Wyoming, and he specializes in educational psychology. He studies how kids feel in the class and how it impacts their learning.
What the research shows is that kids are dialed into the fact that, oh, my teacher really cares about me.
And Chamberlain says that has a direct influence on students' cognitive energy, or the energy they invest in thinking.
One of the things that we know is that kids come to school and have a lot of what we refer to as out-of-school factors. They're donating a lot of cognitive energy to kind of worrying or being concerned with factors that you and I look at and we're like, oh, that can't be the case.
They could be concerned about their family's financial stability or whether there'll be anything to eat. Chamberlain says in some places, kids might have to navigate violence on their way home or face it when they get there.
The more and more negative out-of-school factors that kids have, the less inclined they are to learn when in the classroom.
But Chamberlain says teachers like Kaylee Kennick, who create spaces where students feel calm and safe, can ease their students' worries so they have more cognitive energy for learning. Kathy Vetter is president of the Wyoming Education Association. She says over her 30-year career as a Wyoming teacher, she and her colleagues often spent their own money, even when their salaries weren't going up.
They just are willing to ensure that their classrooms are inviting, good for learning, are just a great environment so that they make sure that every student they have is getting the best, highest quality education they can provide.
Vetter says there are projects that help support schools by gathering donations from community members and local businesses, but more populated areas might have an advantage.
And then you go to a really small community and they may not have the businesses there that are able to say, hey, we'll match whatever the community pitches in.
She says despite teachers' best efforts, those kinds of statewide disparities are hard for them to make up for. But she says Wyoming does have a good funding model designed to equally distribute resources across the state. That is, if the legislature can figure out how to fund it. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.
Are you a K-12 teacher spending your own money in your classroom? Tweet at Wyoming Public Radio using the hashtag WyoTeachersGiveBack and let us know how much you spent. And you can send a picture of something special you've done in your classroom.